Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
As many of us know from our own experiences, sometimes our most fervent prayers come from our greatest needs. As we're being tossed around by the storms of life, when we're in the fire of affliction, when we're in the pit, when we're in the depths of despair, and we have no resources of our own. We have no help, no support from our friends, from our family, from anyone except for the Lord. And that is the time when many times we cry out to Him and we watch and we wait and we hope in Him. We wait and we wait and we wait and we hope. And then something happens. It is as if we have found buried treasure as we rejoice as the God of the universe answers our prayers. And in Psalm 130, that is the perspective that the psalmist expresses to us as he anticipates that the Lord will lift him up out of the pit of his suffering and of his affliction. And so in verse 1 of Psalm 130, the psalmist begins, and he says, "In my sorrow, when I felt like I was in a pit, in a hole in the ground, with no way out, I could not keep silent. So in a whisper, with a feeble cry, and then with a shout, with a voice that only you could hear, Lord, I lifted up my hands, I lifted up my voice, I lifted up my heart to heaven. And I said, out of the depths of my despair, when danger was all around me, when there were attacks from within, and there were attacks at my very doorstep, when the waves of tribulation washed over my soul, when I was in a difficult situation, that deep, dark place of sorrow and of suffering did something in me. It drew out from me deep devotion from the brokenness of my heart, from the agony of my soul. And like Jonah, even in my distress, I knew that nothing could separate me from you, that I was in your hands. So I looked up and I cried out to you, O Lord, my God. I pleaded with you and I said, Lord, hear my voice. Take notice of me. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Ta'anun in Hebrew. To my cries for your favor." And then the psalmist tells us, "As I thought about these things, as I thought about my life, I was struck with the fact that I was not worthy of your favor." So in verse 3, the psalmist confesses his sin to the Lord. And he says, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, shamer in Hebrew, if you should keep a record of my sin and call me before you to give an account of my failures, of my life, oh Lord, who could stand? Who could survive your judgment? Judgment that we all deserve. For we all stand guilty as charged before a holy and a righteous God. And we cannot stand upon our own righteousness. We can't stand upon our own goodness because we have no righteousness. We have no goodness within ourselves because we are all stained by our sin. As we're told in Psalm 14 and in Romans chapter 3, where it says that there is no one who does good. No, not even one of us. But in verse 4, the psalmist quickly adds this. The good news is that through you, through your Son, through the Messiah, through Christ Jesus, through his sacrifice for us, there is forgiveness with you. Forgiveness that you may be feared and worshiped. For we are all in your eternal debt. We owe you everything. We have done nothing to be saved from your wrath. Nothing. For it is only by your mercy towards us, it is only by your grace that we are not condemned to an eternity of suffering because of our sin. So the psalmist tells us in verse 5, I patiently and I eagerly wait. I wait for the Lord. I wait for deliverance from him. My soul waits in expectation for his promises, which are true, which are reliable. So even in the darkness of the pit in which I find myself, I take him at his word. And in his word do I hope. I put my confidence in him and in him alone. And so I can rest in him. And those who do not hope in the Lord will not wait for him, so they cannot rest in him. There is no peace for the wicked. So the psalmist says in verse 6, my soul, all that is within me, waits for the Lord my God. More than the watchmen on the wall of the city who wait for the morning, wait for the light of day. In the same way, we wait for the Lord to bring light into our darkness. Indeed, we hunger and we thirst for God more than the watchmen who wait for the morning. We long for him to answer our prayers. O Israel, the psalmist cries out in verse 7, hope in the Lord. Let all those who belong to him hope in him. For with the Lord God, there is loving kindness, there is mercy, and there is abundant redemption. Padah in Hebrew, the rescue of our soul. Our God is willing and he's able to help us out of the pit of our despair at the right time and in the right way. And the psalmist reminds us in verse 8, he will redeem a remnant of Israel, those who truly belong to him. He will redeem his people. He will redeem us. How? Seems like that's an important question to answer, isn't it? Verse 8, the psalmist gives us the answer. Here's how. He will rescue us from all of our iniquities, from all of our sin. Our iniquities, our sin, testify against us. They keep us in the pit. But thanks be to God that we have been rescued from that pit and released from our sin through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.